Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We really have a good show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Professor Andrew Steptoe about a paper that shows a sense of meaning and purpose in life is actually linked to longer lifespan. Isn't that wonderful? That's something we can all actually take action with. Then later in the show, since the holiday season is upon us, we're going to be joined by Isaiah Passwater to talk about one little thing that you can do during the holiday season while you may be abandoning all of the other healthy things that you do regularly that may keep you from getting completely derailed. And we're going to talk about the importance of hydration this holiday season. So that should be an interesting interview as well. But let's get started. Professor Andrew Steptoe, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much, Carl.
And it should be said that you are the director of the Institute of Epidemiology and Healthcare at the University College of London, correct?
That's right, yes.
So what made you even look into this premise that a sense of purpose could have an effect on lifespan?
Well, there's a lot of interest now in the health area about the whole field of subjective well-being. That's just how well people feel, how happy they are, and how much meaning they have in their lives. And this is not just in the health area, but it's part of a more general movement there's been, particularly in Europe, towards looking beyond kind of standard measures of how society functions into these aspects of well-being. And we've known, I guess, for quite a long time that being depressed is bad, and it's bad for you mentally, and it's also bad for your physical health as well. So we were intrigued by the idea that the reverse might be the case and that some more positive states could be protective.
Well, and anecdotally, we've all heard the story, and if you're older, in your 50s, 60s, and 70s, you've heard this story more than once about a dear friend or relative who, after spending 50 years doing a particular job, retired. And within a short period of time, they pass. And we all think of that as, oh, how unfortunate, they worked so long, and just when they had time to enjoy their lives, they passed away. When reality, the getting up every morning and having to get to work and do their job gave them a sense of purpose that was probably prolonging their life.
Well, it could well have been a contributing factor here. I mean, a lot of people do derive a sense of meaning in their lives and that they're doing something worthwhile from their occupation. But, of course, there are many other sources of purpose and feeling worthwhile, that you're doing things worthwhile and meaning, which are not to do with work. And the trick, I guess, as people get older is to make sure that you have a variety of sources of satisfaction and a sense of meaning in your life.
Yeah, and this is an important, and you make a good point, because obviously if you feel, if what you do on a day-to-day basis, whether it be work or caring for family, is something that you don't like doing, obviously it's not going to have that benefit for you. But so discuss the study. How was the study designed? It was a pretty large cohort, wasn't it?
Yes, this is called a longitudinal study, where what we did was to do analyses of a large study that we run here from University College London called the English Longitudinal Study of Aging. And this is a representative sample of the whole population of England, of people aged 50 and over. And it's quite important from the research point of view that it is representative. So we're not selecting special people, especially either healthy people or people with particular things going on in their life. We go right throughout the country to pick up the participants in this study. And in this analysis, we had many thousands of people who were part of this study. And what we did was to measure with a questionnaire the sense of meaning that people had in their lives. And then basically we followed them up. And so if we followed people up over time, and you have a sample of people who are aged 50 and older, the average age is about 66, of course a number of people do pass away during the next few years. And we were actually following people up over 7 or 8 years. So quite a few people did pass. And what we then did was to look at the relationship between the original sense of well-being, which we measured right at the beginning of the study, and then the likelihood that people survived over the longitudinal, the follow-up period.
Now, a sense of well-being and a sense of purpose are mutually exclusive of each other, are they not?
Not really. I mean, one of the interesting issues here is how people's happiness relates to their sense of meaning in life. You know, these are two different aspects of well-being. One is the kind of, you know, the kind of enjoyment of life, what we sometimes call the hedonic aspects of well-being, whether you feel happy, excited, enjoying life. And the other side is whether you feel you have autonomy in your life, control in your life, whether you are fulfilling the things that you want to do, whether you feel you have a purpose in life. And so, you know, we know of a lot of, for example, great authors or scientists who may feel that they're doing very meaningful things, but certainly haven't been happy at the same time. But on average, in fact, these things tend to go together.
Okay, so let's talk about the stratification of the individuals in this particular study. So what did you learn about the people who tended to have the greatest sense of well-being and purpose in life versus those on the lower scale?
Well, this is a very interesting issue because finding a simple association between feeling your life is worthwhile and survival is only the beginning of the story because you really want to know why that is.
Right.
So one obvious explanation, first of all, is that older people might find, you know, within this dimension of 50 to over 100 we had, that older people might find less meaning and purpose in their life, and then obviously on average those people are more likely to die during our study period. So we have to take into account that into account statistically. We have to take into account people's education, their wealth and socioeconomic position, and particularly importantly, of course, we have to take into account their health at the beginning of the study, because if someone starts off with already having heart disease, already having cancer, then clearly they are more likely to not to survive during the follow-up period, and they may also feel that their life is less worthwhile.
And which makes me wonder if terminal illness has both an intrinsic and extrinsic effect on lifespan, the intrinsic effect of the disease itself and the ability to live through it, but the extrinsic effect of this death sentence hanging over your head day in and day out, wondering when you're going to die, and what that does to the constitution of the person. Because we always hear stories, again, anecdotal stories about people with great faith, you know, miraculously healing themselves. And there's a lot of question of whether they healed themselves, whether there's a misdiagnosis. And I'm not going to talk about that, but those who really undoubtedly had, say, a specific type of cancer, for instance, and they had great faith and they used creative visualization and techniques that we now know the medical orthodoxy is starting to go, you know, there's something to this. And what role thinking there's no way out of this plays in you dying?
Yes, well, that you've raised a number of interesting issues here that I hope we have time to discuss. I mean, when I think about people who have a diagnosis of cancer or heart disease, I don't think of them as being terminal patients because we know that many people live for many years with those conditions. When they become terminal is when, of course, there's usually some, for, in case of cancer, some metastases and growths of cancer elsewhere and, you know, very serious and difficult treatments going on, which often occur in the last couple of years of people's lives. But in this population study, we're talking about people who may have had, you know, a diagnosis of breast cancer in their 50s or something, but have been treated, or colorectal cancer, bowel cancer, and have been treated. What we were particularly interested in here was to, as it were, make sure that the relationship we're seeing was not simply a terminal one. And so what we did is a method which is quite often used in health research, which is as we track people over time, we actually did analyses which sort of took out removed the people who died within a couple of years of our measure of well-being. So the idea was someone might be in a terminal state reporting poor well-being, but those people will have passed away within the first 2 years. So what we show is that even when we rule out those individuals, we still see this association over the next 8 years or so. So we think it's a longer-term effect, though definitely there are very interesting issues to do with people's well-being at the last stages of life. And, of course, as we know, many people who develop or acquire a serious diagnosis do report benefits of that. You know, there's some positive psychological changes which can take place in some people when they have a very serious illness.
Interesting. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up this discussion on the other side with Professor Andrew Steptoe. We're talking about how a sense of purpose and well-being can actually increase your lifespan. This is an important discussion, folks, because there's a lot of things in our lives we don't have control over, but this isn't one of them. This is actually one that we do have control over, and we need to learn how to leverage it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Andrew Steptoe. We're talking about how purpose and a sense of well-being can add years to your life. So one of the things that, and we just kind of discussed illness, but one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that the people who do have ill health obviously find it harder to achieve a sense of well-being. Because quite often their illnesses don't allow them to feel good, or they cause some underlying sense of illness, the opposite of well-being. So, what can a person who is dealing with a disease take away from this research that maybe can help tilt the balance of this situation in their favor?
Well, you raise a very important point there, which is that when we say that well-being may be associated with better survival, we don't want to get into the situation where people who are ill start feeling that they're being somehow blamed or that they feel guilty
right.
for not having well-being. And clearly that would be a very, very unfortunate and completely incorrect thing to feel. And we all know that ill-being, if you like, when people are unwell is a very kind of prominent feature. I think what we have to think about are the sort of various sources of meaning in life that that people can experience, and we have to kind of match those to the capability of each person. Now, you know, it's easy for me to say because I'm in my mid-60s and pretty healthy, so I can do all sorts of things. But supposing I was in my mid-80s and had a disability, so I couldn't go out very much, and maybe my family had moved away, where am I going to get that sense of meaning in life? And I think, you know, for everyone, we have to think about whether people can identify even, you know, possibly rather small-scale things which do add some sense of purpose to their lives. I mean, there have been interesting studies, for example, of people in care homes who have obviously quite limited lives, but if they're given, for example, a pet to look after, this can help some people. You know, they start thinking about the pet and looking after it and being sensitive to that, and that helps them, you know, think about other things and bring a little purpose into their lives. And even, you know, doing a small bit of gardening or having a, you know, window box where things are growing can, for some people who have rather limited possibilities, be very good. So we have to think about kind of matching the level of activities, so the sort of thing that a person is able to do.
One of the things that I face myself at the young age of 56 years old, but and as the audience knows, I mean, I've talked about this on the air and numerous different shows where it was appropriate to discuss, was, you know, losing my father. I watched him pass, and that moment, up until that moment where I watched him pass away, I had not thought about my own mortality. But at that moment, I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be me too someday. And the prognosis of just aging brings with it a sense of, I don't know, if maybe melancholy or sense of sadness. I wouldn't classify it as depression, but it could be the realistic sadness associated with the fact that you now realize that, hey, you're going to come to an end at some point too. And the prognosis of aging has the ability, if we're not cautious and keep it in check, to actually bring about or wear away the sense of well-being. Want to discuss that at all?
Yes, I think that's a very important experience which everybody has, that, you know, we all know that, you know, death is inevitable, and our horizons become more and more limited as we get older. And this, I think, leads many people to focus differently in their lives. And there's quite a lot of psychological and medical research on this now, on the way in which, as people see their horizons more limited, they tend, for example, to focus more on their closer relationships. They're not necessarily interested in big new experiences that may have some sort of uncertain kind of outcome. And in a way, what people do is to sort of invest, if you like, their energy into things where they know that they're going to have a good return. And so, you know, trying out some new activity, well, that might suit some people, but many people, you know, want to stick to the tried and tested and don't want to, you know, necessarily go to new places and try new things. So that's all, I think, part and parcel of the way in which aging does affect us, and which, you know, we have to take into account when we think about these kind of aspects of meaning and worthwhile and having things worthwhile in our lives. I mean, one of the critical issues, I think, is which many people have identified, not just in our work, is the sense of autonomy, that is, the sense of control you have over your life. And that really does seem to be a fundamental issue right through, in fact, interestingly, right through the animal kingdom, you know, that animals who don't have control are far more, you know, have far higher levels of stress hormones and are likely to be at greater health risk. And it's true in people as well. And obviously, there are many aspects of life that we can't control, and, you know, dying is one of them. So what we have to do is to think about those aspects of life that we can exert, feel some autonomy over, and try to kind of elaborate those much more, I think.
So was there any ability to assess personality types within this cohort? And the reason I say that is because I have to believe that people who tend to be easygoing, and maybe that's too broad of a word, but more flexible personality. So, for instance, there are things that I have been able to do in the gym, feats of strength, that I'm coming to realize that if they haven't already passed my ability now, they will sometime in the future. And coming to grips with that, the things we identify with, for instance, as they are no longer we're no longer capable to do those things, and it becomes the benchmark of our aging, that those who tend to be more bound to those probably struggle against it more, where those who kind of go, oh, well, it's just a different change the page, a different era, new things, and kind of just go easier, tend to have an easier way of feeling good about their lives and a greater sense of well-being.
I think you're right there. I mean, I think we all have aspects of our lives that contribute to a greater or lesser extent to our feeling of our self-image, you know, what sort of person we are. And for some people, it's physical prowess. For some, it's physical beauty. For some, it's intellectual capacity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, each person, you know, there may be someone who has always prided themselves on being much admired physically and, you know, flattered, and then they're getting older, so they don't feel they get that so much. But they're not so worried about their, you know, how they do at a kind of cognitive level. And then there'll be other people who feel opposite. And, you know, as an academic researcher all my life, obviously I am very much kind of linked in with the intellectual kind of capacity. And so as that declines, as one gets older, that has a big impact, I think, on one's self-image. And I think the idea, what you're talking about, is a kind of flexibility of how people do experience themselves and how they think of themselves. And some things will fall away over time, and others will be retained, either because of age or because of, you know, specific problems that maybe health problems that people have, or possibly changes in relationships that people have, and the ability to be flexible, but also to be kind of thinking outside yourself, I think is a very critical issue. You know, are you? I mean, I think we've all known very elderly people who maybe have quite a lot of disability or difficulty, but they're interested in other people. You know, they want to, you know, they want to talk to them, want to find out what they're doing, and all that sort of thing.
Right.
Whereas others can kind of close in on themselves, and I think that that's a very critical sort of dimension that comes in here.
We talk a lot, when we talk about cognitive science on the show, we talk a lot about neuroplasticity, but this is kind of a personality plasticity, the ability to adapt or even reinvent and find other things that you could take pride in. And I have to say, I was jokingly thinking when you made the list, some people, you know, invest a lot in their good looks, and some in their physical prowess, and others in their intellect. And I have to say that, unfortunately, in my life, I've had all three of those. And the good looks left a long time ago because I have a face like an old shoe, and I was okay with that. The strength is going to leave me, too, someday, where I'll probably still be a very strong 60- or 7-year-old compared to the universe of 60- or 7-year-olds. But the one that I fear the most is my ability to my intellect. And quite frankly, just, I do this regularly. Whenever I'm coming out of a sleep, I notice that certain thoughts come to my mind. And then I was thinking this morning of a person, and I couldn't remember his wife's name. And I thought, you know, it's so important for me to constantly be checking my data and running scans on my memory, because I don't want to forget these things. To me, my memory has been my stock in trade. And I worry about losing that, to be honest with you.
Well, I think you're not alone there, because, you know, what the surveys show is that the most feared outcome in old age is dementia and memory loss. And people are actually, more people are worried about that than they are about getting cancer or getting heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Not because those things aren't terrible diseases with awful effects and ramifications, but because that's very much part of the sense of who you are. And of course, that's why it's so tragic when you see people who are at later stages of dementia who do lose that sense.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Professor Andrew Steptoe. We're talking about how a sense of purpose and well-being can actually add years to your life, and really life to your years, because I have to believe that people who have a sense of purpose and well-being have fuller lives, not only longer lives. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars. Out here, we is stoned, immaculate.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Andrew Steptoe about how a sense of purpose and well-being can actually improve your lifespan. But also, I have to believe that quality of life is improved as well. Did you find that in general, Professor Steptoe?
Well, in this particular analysis, we didn't really look at that, but in other studies, it does affect quality of life. I mean, in some ways, you could say that having these, sense of purpose, sense of meaning in your life is kind of almost a marker of good quality of life, because, the absence of those things is going to be, it's just not consistent with having a good quality of life in many ways. Though it does depend a lot on how people define that. You know, some people think of quality of life in terms of their wealth and their possessions. Others think about it, in terms of where they live in their neighborhood. And others think about it in terms of their relationships and so forth. But a lot of these issues do tie together, and of course, social relationships is a fundamental issue, both in quality of life and in sense of meaning in life as well.
So how do you assess a sense of well-being and a sense of purpose for statistical analysis in a research study? Because it's got to be subjective, right?
It's definitely subjective. It's self-reported, and so we don't necessarily know that people are, definitely
right,
feeling what they say they're feeling. But on the other hand, these are subjective experiences. And so we ask people about the degree to which they feel they're in control of their lives, or, things are happening in their lives that they have no control over. We ask them about whether they feel they're doing things which they find worthwhile in their lives, whether they are able to kind of achieve the goals that they want to, or, they're being stopped from doing that either by health or age or other reasons. A whole series of different questions like that. which are all kind of linked together. So it's a complex concept in a way, with several different dimensions, I think.
Was there a linkage between a sense of purpose and sense of well-being and the ability for the individual to be ambulatory and be active?
Yes, that was certainly the case, that those people who are more mobile and don't have physical disabilities are more likely to have higher scores. But what we do in this sort of study is we do, again, control statistically for for those things. And so we measure our ability and the people's ability, and then we take that into account. And it does... The way it works is that we see a relationship feeling you have a worthwhile life and survival, and part of that is taken account of by this sort of thing you're talking about, by people's mobility, by their original physical health. But part of it is not explained by those factors, so we have to look elsewhere to try and understand what's happening in those cases.
Were you able to see a linkage between those of faith who maybe had some form of faith in their life and a sense of well-being and purpose?
Well, in this particular analysis, actually, we didn't look at that particular aspect. So I can't I can't tell you how that would work out. I mean, for many people who have faith, then that is going to give them a sense of meaning in life. So I would, speculate that they would have quite high scores on these sorts of measures, but unfortunately I can't tell you much about that. And as you may know, the UK is not really a very religious country compared with many other countries in the world, particularly the United States. You know, far fewer people are active in any faith at all. So it's a slightly different context, I think.
I should be in the UK then. I was raised Catholic. I saw all of the inconsistencies and misinformation in organized religion. And as a very young man, probably around 17, 18 years old, I started to separate myself from organized religion. And here I stand today, really not necessarily believing in any particular deity or form of organized religion whatsoever, but believing in, maybe quantum physics can answer the questions of synchronicity and higher power, or maybe... those who are involved in metaphysics can answer, but I do subscribe to a sense of synchronicity and higher power. I do believe that because I've seen that present itself in my own life. But with that being said, the faith-based beliefs come with, they're a double-edged sword. For those who feel, and this is really interesting because a certain degree of psychopathy has to weigh into this. For those who feel that they've lived a life according to their scriptures, their God, they may have little remorse for their life and they carry maybe less angst about death. But that's also subjective because there are people out there who are suicide bombers that think that they're living life according to their scripture and to their God. And I always thought, there's really nothing after this. If there is, it's some sort of energy transference that I can't explain, and clearly organized religion hasn't addressed. So that comes with a sense of relief, like, oh, you know what? No matter what I do in this life, I'm not going to be punished later on, which by that has to add a sense of angst to people's lives who are faith-based.
It could well do. I mean, I think many people feel like that organized religion is not necessarily... for them. One of the difficulties with any faith is that, bad things happen, and bad things happen in people's lives, and so being able to accommodate those within a faith system is quite challenging, I think, particularly as people get older and they see the kind of, what they see as the unfairness, if you like, of how lives go and how health goes as well. In terms of the sorts of things that we were looking at in our study, it's a kind of general population of older people in this country, and they obviously vary a great deal in the extent to which they feel that their lives have meaning and that they do have control over what's going to happen in the future and those sorts of factors.
Did income play a role in a sense of well-being?
Well, it does play a role. The evidence, not just from our study, but from other studies as well, is that it probably plays a role up to a certain point, but then it plays a kind of a decreasing role after that. What I mean by that is if people are in real want, they don't have, adequate housing and food and things of that sort, then clearly well-being is low under those circumstances, and any extra income is going to increase well-being. But beyond a certain point, and there's been studies in the U.S. A couple of years ago which put that point at something like $75,000 a year, but beyond that point, there wasn't very much increase in well-being with increased income. So, the super rich are no happier than the moderately rich.
Right.
Even though we might look at them and think that they must be happier, they obviously have just the same sort of problems as the rest of us, but on a different kind of plane. And maybe, they have an easier time in terms of many things, but, some of the basic issues to do with relationships and so on are just as bad for people high and low in the whole social spectrum, I think.
I've always thought that the person who started the saying, money can't buy happiness, it was actually a form of cognitive dissonance because that person didn't have money and was trying to convince themselves that, hey, it's not so bad. Because I know that, there have been periods of my life where I've had access to great deals of money and periods of my life where I've had access to very little money. And I would much always rather be in the position of having access to money just because, look, we're talking about sense of well-being and, an elderly person that's a shut-in, not able to get out, not able to do things, and financially is living hand-to-mouth and struggling to pay for their medical bills and all that sort of stuff, that brings misery upon aging. Where another person who they're capable of, even if they're not very physically active any longer, but they're able to be active because they can buy a motorized chair, they can go on a vacation, they can do things socially with their friends, that takes money. That takes money. So
I think you're right, and particularly when we get towards older ages where there are so many restrictions and extra costs that come into our lives. So interestingly, what the research evidence about well-being and money, what it tends to focus on is the kind of relative position you are to the people around you. So it's not so much the kind of absolute state of how much money you have, but that you're doing a little bit better than those people with whom you identify and with whom you compare yourself. So there's a very interesting issues there about how it all works.
We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you what you were most astonished or surprised by in this study, and then also what you want people to take away from the study. We're talking right now with Professor Andrew Steptoe about the role of well-being and purpose in longevity. If you're not already doing things that give you a sense of purpose, maybe 2015 should be the year that you do that instead of focusing on losing weight. How about going out and helping out at the soup kitchen or find something, a hobby that you love doing, and make that your mission? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we've dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The holiday season is upon us. There's one thing that you can do to make sure that you don't derail all of your progress. I'm going to be talking about that during the second hour with Asiah Passwater, and it has to do with hydration. Right now, we are still talking with Professor Andrew Steptoe about a sense of purpose and well-being, adding years to your life, something you can do, an action step that you can apply. So, was there anything that really, really surprised you about this particular study, Professor Steptoe?
Well, I think the results, I mean, we were impressed by the magnitude of the effects. There was really quite large differences across this national population study in relation to the level of well-being and sense of purpose. And we were also interested that it wasn't explained by the kind of usual suspects. It wasn't explained, for example, by people's state of depression, by their initial health, by their mobility, or even by behaviors such as physical activity or smoking. And so that does lead us to try to think about what kind of other mechanisms could be involved here and whether there might be indeed direct biological links between sense of well-being and physical health outcomes.
You know, it'd be interesting to find out, and this is another direction entirely, but we have lots of older people who, you know, I have a real problem with antidepressant drugs. I think that there are applications for them, but the widespread application that we see today in the United States, I don't know if it's like this in the UK, I think is inappropriate. And the analogy I always give is, you know, there are times to be sad. Sadness is a valid emotion. It shouldn't be washed away because it doesn't fit well with how life should be. The loss of a parent, the loss of a spouse, the loss of a job, the recognition, You know, I mean, I'm sure that the funk I went into at the time of my father's passing and it has gotten easier for me, and I've made peace with it, and I understand these things. So you come out of it on your own. But I think that that journey is very important to go through, and then to just take a pill that effectively numbs you to every type of feeling is really dangerous. And, you know, I always say, well, if you were in a movie theater laughing really hard at, you know, a funny joke, would someone come and say, you know, you need to take a pill, you're just enjoying yourself too much? No, but yet when we're sad, they say, hey, you're sad, you have to take a pill. I wonder what effect that the numbing to the world because of SSRIs and drugs like that have on older adults and the sense of purpose and sense of well-being, and hence longevity.
Yes. I mean, clearly, you know, there are inappropriate uses for all these types of medication, but they're also very appropriate uses for people who are in severe distress. And, you know, if it's used correctly, I think can be of great benefit. But one shouldn't see it as a panacea for all sorts of ills of the world or anything like that. I think one of the difficulties, particularly when people are depressed, is that they tend to close in on themselves, and they tend not to interact very much with other people. They tend not to do the sorts of things which they would normally enjoy. And so probably their sense of well-being is reduced because they are just not exposing themselves to the sorts of things which they do find satisfying and interesting. You know, maybe they no longer go to the reading club they went to or some other activity that they were involved with previously. And there's a kind of vicious circle that can build up with a low sense of well-being and leading to a kind of loss of meaning in life. And the person kind of forgets, well, you know, that's where I got quite a lot of my meaning and sense of autonomy and sense of, you know, being part of the world through those sorts of activities. And so there's a, you know, there's a risk that if someone withdraws and becomes too passive and inert, that they're just not going to get out of that cycle.
What do you hope, first of all, clinicians take away from your research?
Well, I think one of the things that we think about in terms of our research group is that we have to think, particularly for older people, that's what they're the people I tend to study, that we shouldn't simply think in terms of depression, anxiety, and ill health. Someone might be not depressed and not anxious, but still not feel very great as far as their well-being is concerned. You know, we can do better than that, than just alleviating those kind of problems, important though they are. We have to think about how we can promote positive well-being as well as kind of reducing the negative side. So I think that's quite an important message, because, of course, a lot of healthcare is really to do with alleviating, you know, diagnosed health problems. It's not really to do with improving well-being in a broader context. And obviously, things like physical activity can be very positive in this way, and there are many other parts of our lives that we can do that will help with this. So I think that's an important message, not only for the clinical community, but also for those who have possibly older relatives or parents, to make sure that we do as much as possible to engage and stimulate those people and keep them you know, going in society. And I have a father-in-law who is, you know, dementing, and so he doesn't remember very much. And if he was left to himself, he would really do very little indeed. But we make constant efforts, you know, to engage him with his grandchildren and with other activities that go on. And, you know, I think that's quite an important part of the whole process.
You know, I love to look at the root of words and what they were supposed to mean and then what they have transferred to mean in today's day. You know, when you think of the word dis-ease, you know, it's almost like sometimes I wonder if you have a condition and it doesn't impair your ability to be happy and active and enjoy life, then is it really dis-ease? It's not. It's like a tree falling in the forest. Now, I understand that it may shorten your life, but and this is obviously I'm not suggesting that people ignore things, but when things don't present symptoms, you know, they don't impair your ability, your ease of life. But it's It's really interesting. What do you hope individuals, lay people, take away from the research? Should they find, work hard to find purpose in life, find the mission, find something that really, really stokes them to get up every single morning and excites them to participate in?
Well, I don't think it should necessarily just be the responsibility of the individual person. It should be part of the way in which, if you like, society is organized. You know, we're not talking here about necessarily big things. We're not talking about people starting to write, you know, their first novel at 70 sort of thing. So that's going to bring them meaning, though for some people that would be good. But, you know, for each to their own in terms of the kind of activity that they do find meaningful. I mean, for many older people, when we talk to them, we find, you know, interacting with grandchildren or with young people is, you know, a very positive experience and does bring, you know, a sense of greater sense to life. But I think the kind of activities we're thinking about, broadly speaking, kind of go beyond the self. They are things to do with engaging either with society or with larger things than, you know, just one's own preoccupations, and that is, I could use the word healthy to do that,
right?
Because I do think that is a way to keep going and a way to remain engaged and actively involved in life. And you know, we do know that when people are at a stage or feel, you know, that there's nothing more they can contribute and that they don't get very much pleasure from the outside and so forth, that is probably a dangerous state.
You know what? That's another word that I look at the root of the words, heal thy, healthy, heal thy. And I think, you know, these words had significant meanings when they formed, and they've really lost their meaning today, but it's just interesting. Listen, I want to thank you, Professor Steptoe, for coming on the show and talking about this. It's inspired me to do a couple other shows. We've done shows on oxytocin release and hugging. People who hug an average of 8 times a day have a greater sense of well-being. Also, I remember reading a study almost 10 years ago on people who participated in a study where they smiled for a certain time every single day, even though it was forced, and how that kind of took shape and took root and improved their quality of life. And I think I'm going to revive those two shows and do them over again, because there are lots of ways that you can improve your sense of well-being. Sometimes you got to prime the pump to get the pump to pump water. So I think we're going to discuss some of those things in later shows. Thank you so much, Professor Steptoe, for being on the show today.
Not at all.
Take care.
Thank you very much.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about something that we all can do, actionable steps to make sure that this holiday season doesn't completely derail us. And I'm talking more health-wise than physical fitness, but we'll discuss that when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the Clearly Filter pitcher filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time
time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. The holidays are upon us, and let's be honest. Most of us are going to imbibe in alcohol and eat foods we don't normally eat and eat them in quantities that we don't normally eat them in and stay up late and travel around the country and do all these things that really we know don't contribute to our health span. But we're going to do it because it's family, it's holidays. Asaya Passwater, how are you?
I'm doing great, Carl. How are you doing?
Okay, I didn't want to just leave you hanging there while I was, you know. So one of the things that I do for the show to better understand trends is I have about a half a dozen websites that I use as benchmarks for how engaged the nation and the world is in the message of health, fitness, and longevity. And all of them, from October through the end of the year, their engagement in their audience plummets. It plummets. I'm not saying fraction. I mean, it drops down sometimes by as much as 50%. From October, you know, we have Thanksgiving, we have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah has how many days? I mean, we have all these holidays in a concentrated period of time towards the end of the year, culminating with the most debaucherous of all, New Year's Eve. And then January 1, people wake up and go, I'm going on a diet. I'm going to get my life back in shape. And you know why they do that? They do it because by then they feel horrible after this downward spiraling trend. I'm not off base on this, right? Do you think that's the case here?
Yeah, I think people are binging in the holidays, and they're certainly neglecting all the things that you're telling them to do, unfortunately.
And look, I sit at the helm of the superhuman nation. I really have two reasons for living the life I live. First of all, because I love it. And second of all, because I try to exemplify for the audience that I'm not just going to talk the talk. And I mean, I'm fasted today again. I fasted for the past 3 days because over the Thanksgiving holiday, we had four separate Thanksgiving meals. Now, I did not overload on mashed potatoes. I had no stuffing, zero stuffing. But I did drink some wine a couple days, and I did things that I don't normally do anymore because I'm trying to live a cleaner lifestyle. And as a result of that, I'm fasting now. I fasted Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday until dinner time each day, so 24-hour fast. But the point is, there's other holidays ahead of me, and I'm not going to be a stick in the mud. I'm going to make cannolis like I do every year for Christmas. So I don't make cannolis and don't eat them. I'm going to eat them. You know, there are going to be things that I'm going to do that I have to do that if I don't do them, people around me are going to go, oh, loosen up, and I am going to feel like I'm depriving myself. But there's one thing that I can do that no one is going to fault me for. No one's going to say, oh, why are you doing that? Loosen up. That can actually help me while I'm polluting my body. And you know what that is, Asaya?
I have a pretty good guess.
It's drink a gallon of water a day.
I am a huge advocate of water, obviously, and being in this industry, we're privy to all the benefits that that has for you. And I think the most important thing to keep in mind, like you were saying, is it's not to remove all these, you know, festive meals and communal dishes that everyone makes and brings over. It's not to eliminate those from the holidays. It's to not forget the essentials that you're supposed to be doing on a daily basis and neglecting the importance of things. Something as simple as just drinking water. All these foods are so fatty and salty and while they're tasty beyond belief. We need to keep in mind that drinking water is still, we just shouldn't overlook it and shouldn't forget it just because it's the holidays.
There's so much evidence out there that staying well hydrated can actually protect you against this debaucherous lifestyle, especially if you're going to drink alcohol, which will dehydrate you. It's even more important. But there's so much evidence out there that keeping fresh water coming in and allowing the kidneys and the liver to do its job properly, and then have that water pass through you and carry out with it the metabolites of the crap that you're eating is so beneficial that it can actually protect you against some of the damaging effects of this type of overeating. Not to mention, and I asked you about this, and I didn't know if you had noticed, seen this, but this actually took place in 2013. A woman in the UK went to her physician. She had suffered with gut problems. We all end up with gut problems during the holidays, right? We're all belching and bloated and so on because we're eating foods we don't normally eat. She went to her doctor for years suffering with headaches and poor digestion. And she finally encountered one doctor who said to her, how much water do you drink? And she goes, well, I really don't drink much water. And obviously, because they measure in liters there, he admonished her. He said, you need to start drinking at least 3 liters of water a day. And don't complain until you're doing that and you still have these problems. She did it for 30 days. Her headaches went away. Her gut issues went away. But more importantly, she looked like she had a facelift. People asked her if she had a facelift. Women are going to go out and spend $300 a month on creams, potions, and lotions designed to make their skin better. Drink a gallon of water a day. Give it 30 days. Save yourself a bunch of money because that'll have the same effect. Isn't that amazing?
Carl, I would go so far as to bet that a majority of Americans, and including the listeners, even health-conscious listeners, are chronically dehydrated. And just aren't drinking enough water for their body's needs, especially people who are fit and are working out. Their water consumption needs to, I mean, a gallon a day is probably a pretty good measure, but your body requires that. And so if it's not getting that, that's going to lead to a lot of different things. And that's where you're going to notice that huge delta between not having enough water and being properly hydrated. Is just every, I mean, the number of benefits you're going to see is just can't be understated.
Okay, so now I'm going to share something with the audience that you that I haven't shared with you before. I have a mild arterial blockage in my right leg below my calf. So I've been using fish oil and ginger extract, vitamin E, and other things that have an antithrombotic effect to thin my blood instead of using Coumadin, warfarin, or some poison like that. And it's working, by the way. But as a result of this mild blockage, I've been holding water in my right ankle. By the end of the day, it's pretty swollen. My left ankle is fine. Looks like it belongs to a different person. This is why my doctor, Dr. Matt Andrew, as soon as he looked at me, I said, you think it's my heart? He goes, no, if it was your heart, both ankles would be swollen. And so he sent me for a Doppler, and sure enough, we discovered that I've got a slight blockage, and it's causing water to accumulate. And probably in about 8-9 months from now, it'll be gone. I keep this approach up. But in the meantime, I had fallen off the wagon of drinking a lot of water like I used to. Well, so in anticipation of the holidays, Elisa started prodding me and saying, you know, you need to drink more water. You don't drink enough water. So I started to, and I have to explain this. I carry a gallon jug with me, but it's not filled with store-bought water. And I'll explain that later. It's just easier for me to chug water out of a gallon jug. It allows me to take 10 big gulps every time I drink it. I estimate that to be around 20 ounces of water, 15 ounces of water. And I can look at it and go, I'm halfway through, as opposed to filling up small bottles and so on. So with that being said, I increased my water intake. Guess what happened to my right ankle, Isaiah? It's positive. it's not holding water anymore. It looks just like the left ankle now. Now, granted, the thrombotic, the blood clot in that vein is not gone yet. I know that. But just by adding water to my daily intake has caused my body to flush out and let go of more water. It's the same principle that we talk about in dietary terms, right? If you don't eat often enough, if you don't eat enough, the body goes into a panic mode and it saves everything as body fat. But when the body is a fed state regularly, it goes, oh, our environment is supporting our life. We don't have to make a lot of body fat. You lose body fat. The same is true as if you withhold sodium. Adele Musa so profoundly came on my show and said that reducing sodium intake will actually raise blood pressure because the body, the kidneys will start to sequester sodium and your sodium levels go up and your blood pressure goes up. And sure enough, people started adding sodium to their diet again and their blood pressure went down. It's counterintuitive. Why? Because the body is always trying to protect itself. Well, guess what? If you're not drinking enough water every day, you're going to hold water. People go, how could that be? It makes it impossible. No, the body knows it needs water, and it knows that you're living like a camel right now. So it goes, okay, I'll solve this problem. We just won't urinate very often anymore. So when you start drinking more water, your body gives up water. It flushes more water out. It doesn't need the water. And you know what? And I know this, Isaiah. I know this instinctively. But, you know, oh, I'm too busy and blah, 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 and I'm just not drinking enough water right now. And sure enough, as soon as I started to drink more water, the swelling in my right ankle went away. And chances are I've had this clot for a long time. I just never knew it because I always drank a gallon of water every day religiously. Now, I'm going to present a supposition, and then we're going to take a break. I'm going to present a supposition in this audience especially. I'm going to say the reason that more people don't drink a lot of water is because of angst. And we're going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to reveal why I think that angst occurs. And then we're going to talk about a solution. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. It's all about staying hydrated this year. If you can't eat right, you can't exercise the way you want, at least stay hydrated during the holidays. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second guessing and get the clearly filtered pitcher filter and drink with confidence knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Isaiah Passwater from Clearly Filtered. The reason we're talking to him is because many of us today know that we should be drinking more water, but we don't. And if drinking more water can improve your health, actually, I just relooked at the article, Isaiah. She also lost 2 pounds over the month without doing anything different other than drinking more water. Now, some would say that she gave up water. I would suggest that she just started passing water through her body at a greater rate, and some of that was just water weight. So I'm not suggesting it's going to burn fat. But what I am suggesting is that most of us don't drink enough water. And I said going into the break, Isaiah, that it's probably because of angst. What do you think I was meaning by that?
Well, I think people have a lot of options, and there's a lot of marketing hype that goes around the industry of bottled water, and there's a lot of fear associated with tap water and all the issues that people know and have read and see on the nightly news about contaminants in their tap water. So people, I think, they just have anxiety about what the best option really is.
Yes, and so if you buy bottled water, those of us in the know are worried about plasticizers leaching into the water. And You know, and then there's the issue of, well, is this really good water? Where did this water come from? Is this just tap water that they're selling back to me for 60 cents a bottle? You know, and so what ends up happening to most of us who are critical thinkers is we end up with something called analysis paralysis. And so we try to figure it out, and we can't come up with a quick answer. We just go without. Because as we just discussed earlier in the first hour, if a sense of well-being and purpose can improve quality of life and lifespan, then living with angst and worry can make your life miserable and probably shorten your life. And we're already worried about the food we eat. Oh, is it GMO? What are they doing to us now? Is this real fish or farm fish? You know, everything we do, we're like paralyzed. Like, are we making the right decisions? And I think water falls into that category, Isaiah.
I would agree. I think people stress about water more than they would come to admit or realize on a first glance.
You know, because with me, like, if I'm going to drink a gallon of water, I don't want to be drinking a gallon of water that's poisoning me, that I'm accumulating toxins, pharmaceutical drugs, plasticizers, metals, and so on. So, first of all, in order to drink that much water every day, you must believe unabashedly that this water will only do good for you and not do harm. And there's an easy solution, and I know it's a complete pimp job, right? But the reason that this company is a sponsor is because of the quality of their products, and that is clearly filtered. So for those of you who have never heard the story before about the technology that Clearly Filtered employs, because there's a lot. Asaya, I went to a friend's house recently that doesn't know anything about health, and he had a pitcher filter in his refrigerator. And I said, where'd you get this? He said, at Kroger's. And I looked at it. It's just a plain old charcoal filter. And I thought, this is worthless. So explain the technology behind the Clearly Filtered filtering process, where it was discovered and how you guys reabsorbed it by him buying his patent back.
Yeah, the anxiety that people have about tap water is that it has toxins, contaminants, and chemicals that have leached into the water supply. And the unfortunate truth is that is the case. There are a lot of issues associated with tap water. But the good news is you don't have to put up with those contaminants and toxins. We have a filter technology that really goes beyond what Brita or Camelback or any of the other ones you might see in a Kroger or a Target. We go after contaminants that they don't even consider. So we're a next level of filter that really focuses on bringing water back to its original state. So that means water without chemicals, without contaminants, without heavy metals and carcinogens. So all the things that your body has to then purge, we are able to filter before you drink it. So we're bringing water to its original state, try as close to possible as with the H2O and minerals, which are the healthy aspects of water. So we take that anxiety and bring it down from, hey, is this water clean, to, hey, I can trust that what I'm drinking is going to hydrate me and not introduce my body to new toxins that through the water source.
Now, your water filter was in fact tested. Your water filter technology was in fact tested by the state of California several years ago. And not only did it remove the things that people focus on, like fluoride and chlorine and metals and stuff like that, but they even tested it for a small handful of pharmaceutical drugs that were presenting themselves at that time in the tap water, right?
Yes. The filtration technology is not limited just to things like heavy metals and fluoride, although those are real big items that they do get out. It actually bonds ionically with different pharmaceutical and hormones that are found in the tap water. We all have these birth control that gets kind of... There's no new water is essentially the best way to put it. Water is out there, and it's getting recycled. And you got to either trust that the city or the municipality is filtering it out, and while that's really not the case, you need to filter it out, or you're going to be drinking it. So we have a level of filtration that is able and tested independently to remove the contaminants that you really don't want to be drinking.
And just for the record, water purification facilities, water treatment facilities, municipal water treatment facilities have not changed the way they purify water in close to 100 years. If anything, what they have changed is the introduction of more chemicals designed to kill pathogens. But while those chemicals may kill pathogens, we now know, you know, the cat is out of the bag, that those chemicals themselves have deleterious effects on health, are well known to be carcinogens, are well known to be endocrine disrupting, and very, very harmful. Fluoride has gotten the greatest publicity on a worldwide basis, with most developed nations now have removed fluoride from water treatment, except here in the United States. And at the same time, here in the United States, you have the American Dental Association recommending that you put fluoridated toothpaste in your infant's mouth even before teeth are sprouting. But that's another show. The reality is that the chemicals in being employed in water treatment facilities, municipal water treatment facilities today, pose their own independent risk. And the government isn't going to, the government doesn't care. They don't, they've got bigger problems. They just don't want you dying of some pathogen where they can be held liable for. They know that it's going to take years and years and years to figure out that this particular, I'm trying to think of that stuff that they, instead of using, they used to use chlorine. Now they, oh no, instead of fluoride, they're using something else in water now as a, to try to kill pathogens that in and of itself is a well-known carcinogen. I can't think of the name of it.
It's actually a form of ammonia.
What is it called?
Well, they're called chloramines.
Yeah, chloramines. So that's it. Chloramines. That's it.
It's an alternative to chlorine.
Right.
And it's actually, it's good that it's in the water from the plant that it gets purified at to your doorstep and in your pipes, but you don't want to be drinking it. That's the catch right there is you want it to, you want the water to be disinfected, and you don't want, you want stuff to be, any living creatures in there to be killed, but you don't want to be drinking that and putting that, that caustic poison is literally, it is a pathogen, this is a caustic substance that you really want to be filtering out before you put it in your body.
And that's a good point. So it's almost like, when you buy something, it's wrapped in wax paper. That wax paper keeps it from getting dirty as you transport it from your farmer to your home. But you don't want to eat the wax paper. You want to unwrap it first. So you want to unwrap your water, too, before you drink it. And the way to unwrap it is with a filtration system. However, not all filtration systems are the same. I was in the business back in the late 80s of selling granular-activated carbon filters to people to purify water. And that's, it's like a child's approach to purifying water. And that's what's in most of these products today, Brita and so on. Isn't that right?
Yeah, they're really just concerned about the aesthetics. If they think it, if the user thinks it tastes or doesn't smell as bad or looks clearer, then they're going to say, hey, that must be doing the job. But the unfortunate truth is, there are a lot of, most of these contaminants, you can't see, you can't smell, and you can't taste them. So you're going to be drinking them and have no idea. So while you might have a Brita at home or a comparable product from the big box stores, you might think you're getting clean water, but in reality, you're not doing yourself a service. You're just changing the aesthetics of it and not really getting to any of the core contaminants.
Now, for the same amount of money, you can get a filter that will allow you to remove the angst about what you're drinking and allow you to drink water that is going to be beneficial for your health. And the reason you can get it is because you're in this audience. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about the clearly filtered pitcher filter, which I think is the most amazing filter in the world. And I couldn't live without it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just because
because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The brain plays the biggest role in strength and fatigue. The ergogenic effects of caffeine are a result of this fact. There's a new player that can give you greater confidence, clarity, and concentration that will translate to better performance in or out of the gym. Mindset from Haleo. Mindset was tested by the University of Tampa against caffeine and a placebo, and it outperformed them hands down. A stimulant-free pre-workout formula that's as effective as caffeine without the unwanted side effects. Get Mindset today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link in the Carl Recommends area. Mindset, the smart edge.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Amit Ram from Israel posted on my Facebook page, just an FYI, the clearly filtered banner does not produce 5% discount. I get the same $69.95 price everyone gets. One needs to enter manually SHR coupon code to get the discount. Thank you for pointing that out, Amit. Okay, so lots of people are looking for things to give for Christmas gifts this year. I suggest to you that one of the greatest Christmas gifts you can give to a friend, or a holiday gift, not everybody celebrates Christmas, is the clearly filtered pitcher filter. And here's why. I still carry a 1 gallon jug with me, but I fill it up using my clearly filtered pitcher filter. Then I leave it in the garage overnight so it's nice and chilled cold when I pick it up in the morning and go out the door. This enables me to have the convenience of the 1 gallon jug that I love, because I love to chug my water, but I don't have to worry about the water, where its origin and what I'm drinking. So it's really a great solution. But more importantly, it's so convenient. It fills up quickly. It's a, what does it hold? A half gallon when it's full, Asaya?
Yep, exactly.
It fills up quickly. It's good for 200 gallons of water, so that you can fill it up 400 times. Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, it's
that's a lot.
It's actually, people look at it and they go, a $70 pitcher, I can get a Brita for half that. Well, you're getting less than half the filtration with the Brita. And the filter life, you're going to have to replace those all the time. Whereas we recommend about a 6 month filtration, cycle. And you can actually sign up to be a VIP member on our website and get discounts on replacement filters and have one shipped to you every 6 months. You don't even have to think about it.
You know what? I saw a broken down Mercedes that didn't run for half the price of a Mercedes that did run. Should I jump on that car, you think?
It'll be the most expensive Mercedes that you ever buy.
And it's rhetorical. To compare this to a Brita or some other filter that you're going to find in a grocery store is like me saying, hey, I just saw an ad for a Mercedes that doesn't run, and it's half the price of the one that does run. Should I jump on it? Of course not. Why would you buy a car that doesn't run? You know that you need to be able to drive it around. Why would you buy a water filter that doesn't really get everything out? Who cares how much you save? It was rhetorical. It's just, it doesn't make sense that people would compare. This technology was created for NASA, was it not?
Yeah, that's the origination of the concept and of the filtration process. And what I would recommend, Carl, before you were saying that you bring around the gallon jug to stay hydrated and to remind you to drink throughout the day.
Right.
And what I think that we as humans need to create good habits to stay hydrated so that we can have good health. And if we don't have those habits, we're not going to keep drinking water. We're not going to keep staying hydrated. And I think that's the chasm that people fall into, is they don't have that reminder. They don't carry a bottle with them. They don't have that convenient source of water that they can go to and trust. And what I think our product over all the others provides for the customer is it enables you to have access to clean drinking water and something that you can absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, trust that you're going to get the cleanest, safest water possible. So at the end of the day, you can not have any anxiety, and you can really rest assured that what you're drinking is pure.
Yeah, and we need to drink more water. That's the bottom line. And what water are you going to put in your body? Are you going to put water in your body that you just don't know about its origin and the filtration process? And does it still have remnants of the things that you don't want in your body? And what about your children? What are they drinking? Kids don't drink water unless you tell them to. And so you're going to tell your kid to drink tap water? No. This pitcher filter is so convenient. And we use it for everything. We use it for our tea water, our drinking water, our cooking water, everything. And guess what? It removes it's something that we didn't even mention here. But the water bottle, the sport bottle, and the sport bottle is great. It's just not enough for me. You know what I mean, Asaya? I need that gallon. I need to be able to chug it up in the air and gulp down probably 20 ounces of water, and then I'm done. Do that a few times a day, and I'm home free. And the sport bottle just doesn't hold enough for me. But there are people like Elisa who love the sport bottle. She's never going to carry a gallon around with her. And so she just refills it wherever she is. But the other thing about it that we even talk about in the ad is you can purify stream water with it. It's for those out there who are survival people, this is a great product. This filter removes everything that you don't want in your water, even things you're not thinking about. If you had to drink pond water.
How about this, Carl? To sweeten the deal for all the listeners who are considering Christmas gifts this year, I'll go ahead and double the SHR discount code. So if you buy one of our products, you click the Clearly Filtered banner ad on the Superhuman Radio. You go to our site. You put in SHR at checkout. We'll go ahead and double the discount between now, December the 3rd, and December the 19th, that would be the last day for Christmas shipping. So we want to make sure that you guys, this is not, we're not doing this just for ourselves. I want you to do it for yourself. Don't do it for me. Do it for your family. Consider giving clean water this Christmas instead of something that, give something practical, something that's going to improve your family and friends' health.
Elisa just texted me. She's offside. She said, the water tastes different. It tastes absolutely different. And that's true. It really does. And in fact, the first time you taste water from the clearly filtered pitcher filter, you will agree with me that it tastes different. And it, not, I don't mean just pure. It almost tastes sweet. Maybe I'm crazy. The other thing she said is, for those out there who travel a lot, the sport bottle is amazing because you can go through security with it empty and get on the other side of security and fill it up from the sink in the bathroom or from a water fountain instead of paying $2.75 or $5 for a little bottle of water at Starbucks in the airport. I mean, it's amazing. She's right. I mean, these products are so well thought out. And those out there who are survivalists, who are hunters and stuff, don't you have a little straw that you can actually drink from a stream with?
Yes, we do. They're actually currently on back order, but our canteen is probably the most popular with people looking for an emergency water filter.
And Elisa told me that, I don't know if you already have this, but Elisa used to have something called a camel pack, which is like a backpack that you fill with water, and then you have a straw that comes over your shoulder and you suck through it for people who are like long-distance runners and stuff like that?
Yes, we have an emergency pack that is good for lakes, rivers, and streams. It gets down to the level of viruses, and if you go on our website, theclearlyfiltered.com, you can actually see them. They're a pressurized hydration pack, so they're really the absolute cutting edge. They're better than a Camelback hydration system. They have a filter built in, and it's pressurized, so it actually sprays out of the mouthpiece instead of having to suck it.
Oh, wow, that is so cool. That makes a big difference right there. You know, I don't care whether you're vegan, vegetarian, paleo. I don't care if you eat the standard American diet. I don't care what you're doing as far as your dietary template. We can all agree or disagree about the right way to eat. I think no matter who you are, where you're coming from, we all can agree with the fact that you should be drinking more water. So the decision is, are you going to drink water that's going to help poison you, or are you going to drink water that's going to help make you healthier? It's a very, very easy decision to make. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad today. You know why I'm pushing so hard? Because this is true. I'm not trying to sell you on an MLM that, you know, is 16 people deep so I can make money. This is about your health. This is about my health. And I just became reacquainted with the powerful benefits of staying hydrated. And for those of you who have lost that, you need to reacquaint yourself with it. And for those of you who already understand it, you need to be drinking clearly filtered water. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. The one thing that you can do this holiday season that you can stick to, that no one will fault you for or say, oh, loosen up, why aren't you eating potatoes? You don't have to explain yourself, is to drink enough water to stay hydrated. The magic number, in my humble opinion, is to work your way to a gallon. And I texted Elisa, because she's listening at a remote location, and I said, do I sound too much like I'm preaching? And she said, no, it's true. You know, there are lots of radio show podcast hosts out there who promote only their own products, their own books. Some of the products they promote are multi-level marketing driven. We have a different model here at the show. We allow sponsors who have products that I believe fit the mission and the message of this show to advertise to our audience. But make no mistake about it, that the fact that these individuals are on the show is a personal endorsement of mine that I, A, use the products and or, because some products I don't use but I believe in, I know that they work, B, know that they work and believe in the science behind them. And this is, and when you look at all the products we have, Isaiah, and you try to assemble them in a optional to lowest common denominator, everybody needs it, is nothing like water. Water is it. I mean, there's lots of different food choices, but we all need water.
I think if you have one takeaway, if you're listening to this program at home or on your phone, you're thinking, okay, what's my action item? I think the one takeaway that I would like to drive home for you listening is, if you're not filtering your water, then you're drinking those toxins that are in the tap water. And if you're using bottled water, you're no better off. So just, if you just stop to think about the quality of the water you're drinking, just for a second, if you spend as much time and energy thinking about your water as you do the quality of the foods and the supplements that you take, you just go to our website and just look at the list of contaminants that we filter out and just see if what you're using comes even close to that. I don't believe it will, but just be aware. I think the awareness and creating good habits is what I would like to impart to people as being the essential components of being a healthy, hydrated person.
Use the coupon code SHR now to save 10% off instead of 5%. Save 10% off any clearly filtered product. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the clearly filtered banner ad, be transported to their website, look around. From now, today is the 3rd through the 19th, you said, right? Because that's the last shipping day for Christmas.
Yeah, the last day for guaranteed pre-Christmas delivery.
Send your friends, your relatives, and this is how I can tell who you really care about. Send those who you care the most about a clearly filtered pitcher filter, and every single day of their lives, they will think about you when they reach into their fridge to grab that nice, cold, pure water, paleo water, the kind of water that our paleo ancestors drank, because they didn't drink water with chlorine, fluoride, a little SSRI, some birth control pill in it. They didn't drink that. They drank pure water. Every day when they reach in that fridge and pour themselves a glass of paleo water, they will think of you. They'll think, this is wonderful. And for years to come, they will think of you. Because that is, we always talk about the gift that keeps on giving. Well, the clearly filtered pitcher filter, in my humble opinion, is it. It will give every single day.
And if you can't directly give them the product yourself, we ship anywhere in the country for free for Superhuman Radio listeners. So you can actually purchase the product and have it shipped to a mother, a relative, a friend, a coworker. So we can actually ship directly to that person and make sure it's in time for Christmas.
What about our international listeners? Do they have any options? You do ship internationally, right?
Yeah, shipping isn't free international, but we do ship all over the world. So if you have friends in Australia or Canada or wherever they might be, we do ship to all those locations.
So there you go. I mean, really, this is one of those things that everybody needs, that I can say with complete confidence that I am not trying to mislead somebody, that everybody needs, and it's a clearly filtered pitcher filter. So go to superhumanradio.com and check it out. And heck, you save 10%. That's an additional 5% savings when you use the coupon code SHR. Tell your friends, even if they don't listen to the show, say, hey, you were asking me what's a good gift to get for mom or cousin Joe. Why don't you get them this clearly filtered pitcher filter? And I promise you, they will thank you every single day. And even if they don't recognize the extent of thought that you put into the finding this level of purifier, know that they are going to end up being healthier because of the work that you did, the thought you put into it, instead of getting them some Brita filter at Kroger's, which, by the way, if you get somebody a Brita filter at Kroger's, you might as well just buy them a broom, it's meaningless. Those things are meaningless because everybody knows that they don't really work. That's why they don't sell a lot of them. No, get them this filter. This is the filter you want. Asaya, I want to thank you for being a sponsor, but more importantly, for this was unplanned, the additional 5%. I happen to know how expensive these products are to produce. You don't get this quality of product without expending money. So thank you very much. That was very generous of you to add the 5% to that.
Thank you for championing the cause of trying to convince your listeners how important water is, because that's what we're passionate about. And I just want to make sure people have access to clean water. That's our goal. So thank you for allowing us to talk today.
Well, just imagine the conversation. Boy, that Carl Lenore from Superhuman Radio, he's a charlatan. Really? What did he do? He wants us to drink pure water. Oh, yeah. What a jerk he is. Just looking out for himself. what am I doing here, right? It's not like I'm saying, hey, buy this product that I make. I mean, I'm saying, please, if you're going to drink water and you should be drinking a gallon a day, make it pure water. And the only place I know that you can get pure water to this level is clearly filtered. So if that makes me a charlatan, I guess I'm going to be an evangelical charlatan next year because I'm going to be pushing this product even more. So there you go. Asaya, take care. And say hello to you.
Thanks for having me on, Carl.
Say hello to your brother Israel for me.
Will do.
Okay, take care. All right, so there you have it. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the clearly filtered banner ad, use the coupon code SHR from now December 3rd through December 19th. Save a total of 10% off all your purchases. They've got a lot of great products. Also, thanks to Dr. Andrew Steptoe, actually Professor and Dr. Andrew Steptoe, for talking about the effects of well-being and purpose on longevity. And we will be exploring this to a greater degree. I'm going to do a couple more new shows, possibly for the beginning of the new year, on actionable steps that you can take to make you have a greater sense of well-being. In the meantime, tomorrow's Thursday. We'll start off the hour with the Trans Evolutionary Fitness Radio Show with Ken O'Neill. So tune in then, and thank you for listening today.
Superhuman Radio.